Greetings to shortwave listeners around the world, no matter where you may be. You are tuned to the Australian DX Report, coming to you from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. This is Bob Padula on behalf of the Electronic DX Press Radio Monitoring Association with another roundup of shortwave station news concerning world broadcasting. And a reminder that all times, days and dates in our programs are in UTC.
We start our program this time with our usual information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales here in Australia concerning solar activity. And the APS advises that solar activity is now considered to be low after a short period when it moved up to the high and moderate levels. The 10.7 centimetre solar flux has fallen to 131, that's 131, and the equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to 85. And those figures are not expected to change significantly in the immediate future. So it just means that high frequency reception over long distance multi-hop transmission paths, broadcasts from long distances, will not be very reliable during darkness or semi-darkness periods on frequencies above about 12 megahertz. Now, some information has come to hand from the National Association of Shortwave Broadcasters in the USL concerning the events which took place at its recent annual meeting held between May 10 and 11. Quite a number of activities are reported. These include the following, and I quote from the report. The Voice of America's Chief White House Correspondent Dan Robinson spoke to the meeting, and himself, an avid shortwave listener since 1968, talked about how his interest in shortwave radio led him to a career as an international broadcast journalist. Over the years, he has served as VOA correspondent in East Africa and Bangkok and director of the VOA's Burmese section. Today, he works out of the White House and travels with the US President to places like Cartagena most recently, where he reported on the Secret Service controversy and the other news made at the recent summit of the Americas there. Also at the NASB meeting, Dr. Kim Andrew Elliott, Audience Research Specialist at the US International Broadcasting Bureau, presented survey results showing what types of media, including shortwave receivers, people have access to in Asian and African countries, and via what means they listen to international broadcasters. While he noted that shortwave listenership is small or decreasing in many countries, Elliott said that it is still very popular in some areas, including many parts of Africa and in other parts of the world where press freedom is limited and people seek information from abroad. Other speakers at the NASB meeting included Al Janicek, Radio Free Asia's Director of Program and Operations Support, who told broadcasters about many smartphone applications that help broadcasters and engineers do their job more easily. Al was also the principal organiser of the NASB meeting for Radio Free Asia. In fact, I met Al at a meeting in Europe I attended to some years ago of the European DX Council, which was organised in Barcelona in Spain. Part of the meeting was dedicated to presentations by the USA Digital Radio Mundial Group. DRM Consortium Steering Board member Adil Mina of Continental Electronics in Dallas gave an update on the status of DRM, which is the only method of digital broadcasting approved for shortwave broadcasters in the USA and around the world. He talked frankly about the political and technological obstacles that DRM has encountered, including slow development of mass production, low-cost DRM receivers. But he said there are positive developments in that regard and the new DRM consortium leadership, and he demonstrated a new DRM receiver that currently costs about $120 but is not yet available in the US market. Charles Jacobson of HCJB's Global Technology Centre in Elkhart, Indiana, told about their conversion of 100 kilowatt shortwave transmitters to DRM transmission capability. And also of HCJB, John Weinman explained how a group of students at Liturno University is helping to develop a DRM diversity receiver. He said that HCJB's German partner, Versandes Media, has just decided to abandon its plans to build a new 100 kilowatt shortwave transmitter site in Ecuador to transmit to the Amazon region of South America. A low-powered 8 kilowatt shortwave transmitter on 6050 intended to reach rural areas of Ecuador is the only remaining HCJB shortwave transmission from that country, and it's operated by Versandes Media. Dr. Adrian Peterson, International Relations Coordinator for NASB, member of Adventist World Radio and a member of the NASB board, provided a report on the latest activities of AWR, which continues to rely highly on shortwave broadcasts in many parts of the world. AWR is installing new antennas at its shortwave station in Guam, and it uses many shortwave relay stations around the world to transmit its programming from dozens of studios located worldwide. Dr. Donald Messer, formerly of IBB Engineering and former head of the DRM Technical Committee, reported that a new system of oceanic radar that is using high frequencies has decided to stay clear of most of the frequency ranges that US shortwave broadcasters currently use. Another new NASB associate member is the Far East Broadcasting Company. FEBC was one of the founding members of the association in 1990, but in 2011 it closed its shortwave station KFPS in Saipan, a US-administered area in the Pacific Ocean. Only FCC-licensed shortwave stations can be voting members of the NASB, so FEBC is now an associate member. FEBC's Chris Slabow explained that his organisation decided to consolidate its shortwave operations as a cost-cutting measure. So the transmitters of Saipan were moved to shortwave transmission sites which the company already owns in the Philippines. Dismantling the Saipan station and moving everything to the Philippines turned out to be a long, complex project, but it's now been successfully completed. And Dr. Jerry Plummer of NASB member WWCR presented the group the results of a one-year survey of Spanish-speaking shortwave listeners at the NASB carried out via its webpage. Not surprisingly, most respondents were from Latin America and Iberia. Interestingly, however, the survey showed that the average age of respondents to the Spanish language survey was significantly lower than that of respondents to a similar English language survey that the NASB did the year before. This supports a conclusion that shortwave listeners in Latin America are overall younger than shortwave listeners in North America, Europe and some other parts of the world, perhaps boding well for the future of shortwave listening in Latin America. Now that was a short summary of the recent meeting of the National Association of Shortwave Broadcasters in the USA, which was held in Washington over May 10 and 11. Now, some shortwave station news as we move through the A12 international shortwave transmission season. New schedules have been released by many overseas broadcasters in the attempt to change frequencies and schedules to try and avoid the propagation problems due to the continuing low sunspot activity. The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, the current English services from the station are as follows. 0330 to 0427 to North America, 11920 and 13650. 10:30 to 11:27 to Africa or the Middle East on 21590 and 21640. It's also intended for Asia. And 15:30 to 16:27 to Africa using 11945 and 13780. And 20:27 to Europe, Middle East on 9540, 9800, 11750 and 11885. And some information from Radio Veritas Asia in the Philippines. This religious broadcasting station does not have English programs, but broadcasts in many Asian languages. They include Hindi from midnight 30 to midnight 57, the morning service on 15280, and an evening service 1330 to 1357 on 11870. And broadcasts in Vietnamese from Radio Veritas Asia. Morning service 2330 to 2357 on 9670, and another morning service 0130 to 0227 on 15530. And evening services 10:30 to 11:27 on 11850 and on the same frequency from 1300 to 1327. Now, some frequency changes for WYFR Family Radio. 2300 and 0100, a new frequency 15620 through South America in Spanish, replacing 6915. And 2200 to 2300, new frequency of 11650 in Spanish, replacing 7520. And the same frequency for programs in Portuguese, 2300 to midnight, and in English, midnight to midnight 45. And the voice of the South Sudan Revolutionary Radio in Arabic and English, noted recently in Europe, 0544 to 0800 on 15725 and 1244 to 1500 on 11650.
And that's all in our program this time. So this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening. Thanks for being with us. Good DX, and goodbye for now. See you soon.